Mercury, destructiveness and instability. Two forms of this remedy are used in homeopathic practice, and their symptoms are virtually identical. Mercurius vivus, made of mercury the element, and Mercurius solubilis, made of the impure oxide of mercury. We're going to consider these as a single remedy for this purpose. Historically, long ago, mercury and its compounds were used in medicine for the treatment of syphilis, amongst other things. It had the effect of promoting secretions, namely excess salivation and perspiration, but it was, of course, exceptionally poisonous, and many people died of these kinds of treatments. However, when potentized, i.e. prepared for homeopathic use, mercury becomes a very useful medicine. The keynotes for this remedy are instability and changeability, and this can be both physically and emotionally, i.e. the symptoms calling for this remedy are mercurial. For example, a person who needs mercury, their temperature can fluctuate and they can alternate between becoming overheated and feeling extremely chilled, which makes them sensitive to both warm and cold environments. They are known as the human barometer. For at-home prescribing, the greatest use of this remedy will be for ear, nose and throat infections, such as colds, flus, ear infections and sore throats or tonsillitis, where the bigger picture fits. Also, think of this remedy for septic or pus-forming processes, including tooth abscesses. When mercury is the remedy that somebody needs for their acute illness, they will overheat or chill down very quickly and will be sensitive to changes in the ambient temperature. Thus, flu-type illnesses that this remedy is needed for will often have this kind of fluctuating fever. Frequently, for ENT infections needing this remedy, the patient will also have swollen glands, and as well as their local symptoms, they will feel aches and pains in their bones and joints. As well as these aches and pains, which will be worse for cold and damp weather, they will often feel weak and trembly. Think of this remedy for chickenpox and mumps, where the overall picture fits. People with this kind of illnesses that will respond to mercury will sweat very easily and profusely. And where there is involvement in the mouth or upper respiratory tract, they will often produce an excess of saliva and may dribble into their pillow at night. The breath, sweat and discharges tend to all be offensive and smelly, and they may have a coated, swollen tongue with a metallic taste in the mouth. These last symptoms are definitely ones to look out for in tooth abscesses that will respond to mercury. The discharges in the mercury state will also be excoriating, that is, cause irritation or ulceration on the skin over which they flow. Nasal or ear discharges, which will be typically green and thick and may be blood-streaked, may therefore cause soreness on the inside of the nostrils or around the ears. And watering eyes, aggravated by light, can cause soreness of the cheeks and the skin under the eyes. The mucous membranes in the mercury state are inflamed and spongy. The gums will be affected in mouth conditions. In tonsillitis or respiratory infections needing mercury, there is much pain on swallowing, especially swallowing liquids, but the patient will also have an intense thirst for cold drinks. There can be a dry, exhausting cough that is worse at night. When the digestive system is affected, the person needing mercury will have burning pains with diarrhea and a sense of weakness. So you can see here that the key words for mercury are instability, destructiveness, and profuse secretions. On an emotional level, the instability can also be a feature. Those who need this remedy constitutionally can often be very quick and unsteady in their movements. However, most of the time we use this remedy in acutes, and when ill, people will be slowed up but feel restless and bad-tempered. They may feel that the world is out to get them. And children needing this remedy can be mischievous or destructive. They also may feel unsteady, and they may speak rapidly or haltingly. Almost everything makes the mercury patient feel worse. Heat and cold and damp. Their symptoms will feel worse at night and for the heat of the bed. They feel better for resting.